It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Elder, be a good example. Memory verse is taken from Titus 2:7. In all things, showing thyself a pattern of good works, in doctrine, showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity. Our Bible reading for today says that elders should behave right in order to influence the younger ones to also behave right. This is how it should be. Beyond words, the younger generation learns more by observing. Besides hearing the things you say, they can also see the things you do. If you want them to behave rightly, let them see you do what you're asking them to do consistently first. When you lie to get a favor for your child in school, and then turn around to tell your child not to lie to you, you are deceiving yourself. If they hardly see you pray and read your Bible, you can't turn around and ask them to read their Bibles. You should be bold to say to the younger ones, like Apostle Paul said, those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Philippians 4 verse 9. Our memory verse for today says that you must show yourself as a pattern of good works. Many elderly people usually say that in order to catch the youth, they need to dress like youth and use their slang. What they don't know is when they start looking and talking like them, they are endorsing their lifestyle and some of their negative actions. They can't change them that way. Rather, they will only reinforce their negative behavior. Instead, they should be a standard for the youth to follow. More often than not, the youth know the truth, and when they do wrong things, they actually expect the elders to correct them. Now, imagine their confusion when they see their elders doing the same thing they want to be corrected about. In Yoruba land, where I come from, we call elderly people who behave childishly abaya, meaning shameless old fellow. God is counting on elders to guide the younger ones on how to behave for them to have a better tomorrow. God also expects the youth to submit to their elders in humility. Finally, Titus 2:2 says that elders should be sober, brave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, and in peace. As an elder, let this be your watchword. Don't be an abaya. Action point. Ensure you act the same way you want your children and the young people around you to.
We hope you've enjoyed listening to the Open Heavens devotional today. For more details, please contact RCCG Praise Palace Northampton Church on pastor@praisepalace.org.uk or visit the Redeemed Christian Church of God Praise Palace at Briar Hill Community Centre at the Spring, Briar Hill in Northampton.